Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
That's right. Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shin. Today is Telly Tuesday. We have a jam-packed show, but you know, today also is my birthday. So we might go in and out, take a quick break, have a bit of interference here. You know, we never know what's going to happen on one's birthday. People like to surprise you, call in and tell you all kind of stuff. But before we get going, it's all about advancement. And the point is to continue forging ahead despite any storms or hardships that may arise, to be fearless and advance like a lion. And I'm putting this call out there to all us Leo-born, August-born lions. You know, we do know how to roar in the jungle. Today is going to be a little bit jam-packed, but I'm seeing some phone numbers coming up here that are a little bit different, so I'm going to key in, and I'm going to say good afternoon, good evening, happy birthday to me. You're on the air of Waking Up with Linda Mac Shin, and who am I speaking to?
Mario, Linda.
Hi, Mario. How are
Happy
you?
Birthday, darling.
Okay. Okay.
I have a special song for you.
You have something for me?
Yes, a special song for you. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Let's go. Happy birthday, man. I will be the children of God, teach them well and let them be the way. Show them all the beauty they possess in pride. Give them the faith of God. Let the children rise and mind of how we be. Every God is searching for a hero. People need one to look up. Never found anyone who fulfilled that need. Alone, so I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to walk in any one shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity.
Can sing that like you. What a wonderful way to wind down this birthday to share with these listeners. Mario, thank you. I love you because you know that's what I'm all about.
You know I love you. I love you too,
Mario. Thank you. I got tears over here in my eyes, but we got to move on. You can hang on if you'd like to. I hope Stephanie Haynes was on listening to this. We're going to bring it in, Mario. You're very special to me, but you let me know that I'm very special to you. What a treat. Thank you.
Enjoy, darling. Enjoy.
Thank you, Mario Tate. I love you. We're going to get some going out there. That's my song. I love you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Stephanie Haynes, did you hear that?
Love you.
Yes, I did.
I know. Now, you know, that's a special treat coming from Mario Tate, because you know, when he opened up them lungs and them vocal cords, you're going to get the real deal. And what a great present. How are you this evening, ma'am?
I'm doing great, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I said, you know, I'm not gonna go up. I said, wait a minute. That is the best birthday present I could have. Go and share with the people that I love. So I just won't drink a full bottle of champagne. I'll only drink a half before I do the show. And then afterwards, I'll go back and finish up that bottle, getting my barbecue and stuff. And because of Mario coming in to do that surprise, it's going to shorten us a little bit. But as I was telling you, that we put a question out there, Stephanie. And that question that you put out there for this week was, what is the one thing you would need to change to attract the right mate? I have an answer to that, and I want you to carry us where you carry us, but I just want to let you know, if we don't complete the full segment, we can pick it up next week, because we had a few changes here today because it's my birthday. So I'm going to be quiet right now.
Oh, okay. So you said you had the answer to the question.
Remember we put the question out, and that thing was,
uh-huh.
What is the one thing that you need to change to attract the right mate? So I got three answers over here, three different types of answers, but yet and still they're very, very similar. And because they're similar, because they all move from the inner. It's the inner change, as you were speaking of last week, that we have to start. We have to start with us first. And each one of these answers was all relating to that. So I don't know if you want the answers now, you want to lead us into it, or however you want to do it, but I have three for you.
Okay. You can go with, give me the answers, because we're going to talk about something a little bit different about, you know, women that grew up without their father in their life and how they chose their mate.
Okay.
By not having a father in their life. So, yes, I would like to have the answer to those.
Okay.
One thing
would you change, okay? And this is coming from Lady Aura. I'll just put that first initial out there. And Lady Aura
mm-hmm.
was saying the one thing she would change is to take a closer look at herself and the people that she surrounds herself with, meaning that she has to kind of like go back and reassess those associates, right? Because birds of a feather have a tendency to flock together, and she's always attracting the same type of people. And she feels that she needs to broaden out her circle to find a different switch up in there. That was Lady Aura. Then we go down. This was a gentleman, and we're going to say he's Mr. J. Mr. J say he needs to break away from thinking from within himself that he has to have a woman like his mother, that he's looking for a caregiver or a nurse
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And because he finds that those are the things that he attracts, but it never ever works out, because nobody really wants to be your caregiver, your mother, or your maid, okay? So that was on him. And the last question was from Miss Ann or Miss Anita. We'll just put that first name out there. And her answer was to start with herself, to start taking out time with herself, to start appreciating herself, taking a look at her, because once you love yourself, you won't allow that mess to come up around you. So each and every one of those questions, answers that came to us, all work from the inner. Isn't that ironic how you was just speaking about that? So I wanted to give
mm-hmm.
you those and let you take us from there. So they came in, and there you have it.
And this is so great because, you know, growing up without a dad shapes who you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you really don't know who you are, as you know, when you grow up, especially not having your father in your life, then you're always looking outside of yourself to try to find that father figure. You know, whether a dad was present, rejecting you, walked away from the family, you know, his absent leave and incredible, you know, deniable mark on a child, especially a daughter's psyche,
mm-hmm.
as she grows into her adulthood. So what the researchers have said about women who grew up without their father, who didn't love them, you know, they go through different changes. So I'm going to read a little quote, and then I'm going to talk about maybe six. I have like six different reasons, you know, or different transition a woman goes through without having her father in her life. I will say that.
Okay.
But, so what a father does, provides their daughters with a masculine example.
Okay.
All right. They teach their children about respect, boundaries, and help daughters at ease with other men throughout their lives. So, if she didn't grow up with a proper example, she will have less insight and she'll be more likely to go for a man that will replicate the abandonment of her father.
Okay.
So she will go through life not ever really trusting a man, because she will always feel that that man is going to leave her.
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, a fatherless daughter have self-esteem issues. All right?
Okay.
They often blame others and themselves when their dad leaves the home and become less involved in their lives. When they aren't given an explanation about why dad left, they make up their own scenarios and jump into the conclusion that it's their fault and that
okay.
they are involved, right? So for those who had never seen their father, they're always looking and searching
mm-hmm.
for that male figure to be that authoritative, you know, to have that strength. As children, we need that discipline, right? And that's what the father gives, that masculine feel in the family. You know, we need that balance with the feminine and the masculine. And, you know, most fathers, they do more of the discipline,
okay.
right? They're stern, you know. But, you know, we got mothers out there, you know, especially when the mothers who do not have the fathers in the home, the mothers become very strict and stern, right? And become extra. You know, they always say when Mother's Day come around, or no, when Father's Day come around, I had clients who always say, well, it's my day too. I'm the mother and the father. I said, no, you're not. You know, women, we only can teach, especially our male child, how to treat a woman and how to, you know, treat the mother, right? We really can't really teach them the rites of passage of manhood. We can talk about it, but, you know, boys need examples, like girls need examples from their
mm-hmm.
mothers to show them how to be a lady, be respectful, you know. So these are especially true for daughters when it comes to not having a father around. It brings a negative impact on their self-esteem, their confidence, their own ability even to have value as a human being can greatly diminish her father. I mean, if her father is not in her life, right? So we're going to move on to even as a child, you know, because what happens to them academically, their personality, their professionalism, their physically, their social, their romantic, all of that gets warped because of their vision. There's no example. So they started searching, looking outside, as I was saying earlier, looking outside,
mm-hmm.
looking for that male figure. And sometimes there's mothers that bring other men into the home, and especially if she's not committed to one, she has several men comes into the household.
Okay.
Which confuses the child. And so the child becomes more confused. And sometimes it causes depression in some children.
Okay.
So, and even as children, when they watch television shows, remember the Brady Bunch? Remember
yes.
Happy Days?
Yes.
All right. So, they look at those families. I even think of the Partridge Family. Remember the Partridge Family?
I do.
How they brought
do.
Those two, integrated those two families together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, when you look at that, and I would say even the Cosby Show, put some African American families in there, you know, how you look how the mother and the father interact. And then you see the family unit, how the kids grew up becoming productive young adults.
Right.
All right? So it's very important that there is examples in the household so the daughter can see, wow, this is how a man should be able to treat his wife. You know, I look at the Huxtable and how Bill Cosby treated his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He was a doctor. She was a lawyer. Right. So those examples is very important, especially for a young girl. Now the daughter with the absent father, she struggles to build and maintain relationships. Right? So that means that when she gets into a relationship, she sabotages.
Mm-hmm.
She sabotages the relationship. And what happens is that when she gets close to the relationship, she either finds something to argue about,
mm-hmm.
or she just isolate herself socially so she cannot entangle in the relationship.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very important that she needs that example, because if she doesn't have the example, she will sabotage all her relationships because of the fear of abandonment, right? And then number three, women with fathers that are absent from the home have eating disorders.
Mm-hmm.
They have food to soothe that empty spot. And if it's not eating disorder, it can be drugs, it can be sex, it can be alcohol, it can be shopping, it can be gambling, anything obsessive, anything to soothe that pain.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to soothe that pain. And, you know, it's really sad when there are so many young girls out there that is experiencing, you know, not having a father in their lives. And their depression sets in. And they struggle. You know, being abandoned, they had the abandonment issue, the rejection, you know, being romantic, is, you know, it's hard for them. And it hurts. And then what happens, that they jump in and out of unhealthy relationships. They would never settle down. And if
never.
They do settle down, they will settle down in a relationship where they're not respected.
Mm-hmm.
Or they get into a relationship where someone is loving them, but they can't see it because of the fear of being abandoned.
Wow. So the abandonment, not cutting you off, Stephanie, because remember I told you that we were kind of like thrown off schedule because of my celebration. And we've gone down to number three, and we're talking about these abandonment issues. So if I may, and if you may we go to 4, 5, and 6 on the next week, because I'm running tight. And we got Neosha Marie coming in, and we have acquired sponsors, and I have to, you know, make sure that the lights are staying on with the sponsorship. But I have one thing about abandonment. When you talk about abandonment, when the young ladies come up with, you might have had a father figure in the home, but the mothers were the stronger forces. That might be another topic we might want to take on, because it's not an abandonment issue. It's a power issue, and I'm writing it down as I'm asking, because as I'm asking it, it's going to take us somewhere else, and I don't want to leave the listeners hanging out there like that. So I'm going to jot this down. And we'll talk about it. If we can pick up on 4, 5, and 6 of dealing, you know, with this female without the father in the home on the next section and flow into that next week, if we could do that, I'd like to put my call in on that and say, if you don't mind, Miss Stephanie Haynes, that we say we'll stop it right here at number 3, listeners, and pick it up next week, so that we can carry on with this great celebration here. Stephanie, is that okay with you?
Oh, it's fine.
I couldn't hear you.
I said, it's okay. It's your birthday.
It is my birthday, and, you know, I did real good, okay, because, I mean, I've been celebrating. You know, we celebrate the whole month of August, okay? But this one was a bit different. I had to do it COVID style. And, you know, I'm used to breaking that bread and, you know, doing a lot of things, hanging out at the rear, whatever. Couldn't do that this time. So I had to go through some adjustments, but it worked out beautifully. And actually, this one was the best one ever, because it was a thing that made me slow down and be there. You know how people are contacting you and giving you all your wishes. I even work within the complex with my neighbors. We set out and had them come by and toast social distance, you understand? And we just had a great ball out there. It was done totally different. So on that note, Stephanie Haynes, we will see you next week. Thank you for my happy, happy listeners. This is Stephanie Haynes. She's going to come back and give us 4, 5, and 6. I've jotted it down here. I won't forget it. And we're going to go on into the next segment, and I'm going to bring Neosha Marie in. But before I do that, I have to bring that sponsor. Stephanie, I love you. Please stay on and listen if you'd like to. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, friend. You take care.
Enjoy the rest of your month. I am. As soon as I get up, I'm going to finish this bottle, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll finish it up before I night-night. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Stephanie Haynes, and she came on. She's going to bring us back next segment, 4, 5, and 6, dealing with the relationships of young ladies growing up without fathers in the home. And we're going to bring in our next segment, which is going to be Neosha Marie, what's up? You know, Neosha works out in the community. She meets a lot of people. So she has great, great sponsors. And this segment, Neosha Marie is being sponsored by Second Call. Now, if you have ever had a mentor or somebody that has walked that walk and done that thing, you have a good mentor. Now, Second Call is a chance at living life. It saves the lives and assists individuals that have been feeling defranchised and hopeless. Second Chance reconnects individuals with the fabric of the community, ensuring that they are becoming productive members of society. Second Chance has classes Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. They take care of topics such as self-esteem, low self-esteem, functioning and dysfunction, parenting, domestic violence and anger management, substance abuse, dependability, effective communication, and job readiness and retention. Second Call is a community-based organization designed to share lives, reducing violence, assisting in the personal development of real high-risk individuals, proven offenders or felons, parolees, and others that society just total disregards. Second Chance has done the thing. They have walked the thing. It has been started by three gentlemen back in 2006. John Harlan, Kenny Smith, and Skip Townsend. They done the thing. They walk the walk, so they know how to mentor and what's needed out there. The website for Second Call is www.secondcall.org. The telephone number for one person, I have several numbers, I will post them out. For John Harlan is 951-232-5346. Again, Second Chance is a second chance at living life. We all have to have a second chance. But if you want to walk it, get it taught right, have the correct mentors, because they have walked that walk and they have done that thing. So on that note, I'm just going to bring in just a little bit of anything, and we're going to bring in Miss Miyosha Marie with What's Up. We're just going to play a little bit of Tina, because we have to keep rolling out here.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. The way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Listen to the story now.
We're going to stop right there, because I think Miss Miyosha Marie, What's Up, is on the line, and you know she's going to tell it like it is with us today. Miyosha's going to be talking about friends and friendship. You know, she's all about taking care of the business. Miyosha, what's up? Are you here with us on the line with Waking Up with Linda McChan?
Yes, I am, Linda. Happy Tuesday and happy birthday, Linda McChan.
Thank you, darling. Oh, it's so nice to be 22 plus, 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 plus.
I love it. I love it. I love you. I'm so happy. I just want to wish you a beautiful birthday, internal abundance, internal love here and after. I'm so happy. I'm so upset we can't go out, you know, to the
that's
marina
okay.
Like you usually do, a pop bottle or two.
Oh, that's okay. It's okay, because, you know, as I was telling the young adults, and I had to adjust to myself, you know, I like to, oh, I went and got that barbecue. I went and got it yesterday, and I'm so glad I did, because as hot as it was out there today, if I would have had to go pick up some barbecue, I would have had to look at it on a picture and smell it through the paper, because it was hot out there. So something told me to go get it. Say, go order it a day ahead of time, because, you know, they run out of that stuff. And I say, that way you won't be disappointed. So I got my barbecue yesterday, and I brought it, and I hid it in the back. So I wouldn't look at it. I said, if I start eating, it's not going to be here tomorrow. But, of course, I had to taste one or two pieces. But I did pretty good.
Okay.
I still have at least probably four pieces left, okay? And all I wanted was
Southern. That's a
barbecue.
Southern Texas style.
That's it. That's it. We don't eat no sauce. All we need is meat and bread. Got me some cornbread. I got all my neighbors drunk over here. I had wine. I had champagne. And I had some green unsweetened tea for the little ones. Okay, I'm trying to keep healthy over here. But it has been an awesome, exciting day. I've gotten calls
That's
from
good.
All over the world. I had a friend send flowers in. Someone, she said, well, are you going to be at home? Somebody wanted to deliver you something. I said, you better tell me what's going on, because if they rang that buzzer, and I'm not expecting them, they just going to be standing out there, okay? But they bought beautiful sunflowers, and it was amazing. It was amazing. It was brought tears to my eyes. And, you know, I got that big present that I haven't really put it out there yet, but, you know, Miss Linda got that non-profit organization that we're going to be joining and collaborating and working throughout the community.
Absolutely.
That's the biggest birthday present. I haven't put it out there.
It's your birthday.
But, It's your birthday. My birthday.
Okay.
We're well, going to take care of the community.
Right. We're going to take care of our people. We got to. Well, today's topic for the people was celebrating life and celebrating friendship. And I just wanted to dedicate this topic and this subject to my good friend Linda. Since the day I met her, she has been nothing but pure joy in my life. I met her 2 years ago, right, Linda?
Yes.
Mark Riley Thomas. Even he was having at Charles R. Drew University. And you just came and sat by me and said that we both had good energy, good spirits, and we went on throughout the day. And then afterwards, it was like little classroom settings they were having. And I ended up in that, it was like a culture and religion section. I ended up in that room with you. And then we end up conjugating afterwards about some things I was very interested in that you were already teaching and providing. And from then on, you've been the light of my life, Linda.
Oh my
and
God.
I just want to like give gratitude when gratitude is due and homage because you have been a great transformation in my life, such as, you know, always being there, talking your smack. I can talk to you, not just from an older perspective, from, you know, you like my homegirl. And we relate, very non-judgmental. You're very open-minded, which I love, and you're a free spirit like me. And, of course, nonetheless, you're a Leo. So we get each other. And I just love our relationship and our friendship and our partnership and our queenship. I just love you, and I'm just thankful and grateful that you're in my life. And I just want to tell the listeners, if you have people that's in your life that are near and dear to your heart, cherish them, you know, show gratitude and homage to them. Let them know that you love them and care for them, because life is really short. It shouldn't be no reason why you should feel little to show a little bit of gratitude when somebody brings light and sunshine to your world. So that is what you mean to me, Linda McShan. I can't believe we can't see each other, but you know how we do when we get together. I cherish our times. I love it. It's always a good time and good energy and good spirit when we're together. So I just want to tell you that I love you.
Miyoshi, I'm not going to cry over here on this phone, but you shocked me because we never know what you're going to tell. But today I wasn't expecting that, but I can say thank you. You know, I have to learn how to say thank you. I can give it, but I can't accept it. And my friend said, you can't accept it because you're always giving it. So this time and this day, on this great day coming from you, I'm going to accept that. Because, see, we help each other grow. I'm sorry?
Absolutely. I said you better accept it because you are
Ish
naive.
Oh, yeah. I have to. And it just brings joy to my face because, you know, yourself, you deal with the little ones. And I don't know if I ever showed that stated that when this show went up in 2013, my co-host was 13 years old. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Her name was Little Nene. And I watched Little Nene. Yeah, I watched Little Nene because I did red carpets for, you know, events. And she was like an interviewer on these carpets. She was a little interviewer. And I would watch her interviewing these celebrities. And I watched her for about eight. I watched her. So when I went up, you know, we were all doing some things together, and she would come on the show and go on other people's shows. She could spin on a dime. And I say, well, Little Nene, I say, you know, you always going on other people's show. I say, why don't you come on and hold one on your own? I say, what you want? You want 30 minutes? You want what you want? She said, for real, Miss Linda? I say, for real, because I know you can do it. I said, okay, let me bring me a schedule. I saw that schedule. I'm telling you, when Little Nene came on, she was 13. She had people calling in from New York, Chicago, blah, blah, blah. I was just pushing the buttons. They was asking me. I didn't know what to say. So that is my bow to the youth. And then when I met you, and we were at the conference, we were at the Empowerment Conference. That's where it was. And
yeah,
we did sit next to in the opening ceremony, and I said, well, this young lady here got good spirit. She's eloquent. She's classy. She's hanging on a solo. She don't need a troop with her. And a little lady. And I went on about, and then you came up to me after the workshop, and we had that discussion. So everybody that we connect ourselves to, we draw those people to us, okay?
Absolutely. You are what you attract, people.
Yes. This whole team, the host team of Waking Up, Melinda McChan has specialties. Everybody is special. Everybody moves with love. Everybody has appreciation. Everybody is reaching out to try. So we are very like-minded. And that's what you want to look for. But when you get the praise and you just gave me, and I'm going to take that praise, and okay, I'm going to really take it.
I just want to say, like, that's why I love you, too, because you're always giving out opportunities to other people and allowing their gifts to shine, you know, amongst, you know, yourself. So that's what I love about you. And listeners, take heed to that. You know, allow your friends and everybody else to allow their gifts and to shine. That way you guys can build together and individually. So with that being said, I just want to give a shout out to Second Call. Thank you for sponsoring this show. We love you and appreciate you. To my listeners, especially my women, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke. Peace and blessings, everyone. Happy birthday, Linda. I love you.
Thank you. I love you, Miyoshi Marie. Tell it like it is. What's up? Have a great evening. We will be talking. Listeners, that was Miyoshi Marie. Miyoshi Marie can spin on a dime. That's why she's on here. And Second Call, Second Chance at Living Life. You know, we all need an opportunity to live life out there. And I'm going to double check also, because, see, Miyoshi gets out there and she gets around. And when she works in the community, she understands community people. And we do have a community segment, because I got a minute to put it out here. And remember, last week we talked about Mr. Lim Washington. Hope you gave him a call and worked on that deal. Give him a call at 213-318-9197. Again, 213-318-9197. He will be sponsoring next week, but this is in the community section. If you want that landscape to be right, give Mr. Washington a call. This is calling from the Wake Up section of the community. We love you out there, and we just want to tell you to stay well. We're going to take it out in a minute, but let me give you something to think about. I love you.
Off the ground, and I'm hearing what you say, but I just can't make you sound. You tell me that you need me, then you go and cut me down. But wait, you tell me that you're sorry, didn't think I'd turn around and say I'm not afraid to
We cannot get ourselves in a position where it's ever too late to apologize. Always go back. Think about what you say. You know, our energy is so strong that we have to be careful about what we think, say, and do, okay? So keep that in mind. We have a lot of stuff going on around here. But before I let this slip my mind, I'd like to thank all of my birthday wishes out there. That call, that text, that posted. I mean, it was like a wonderful day. And what I'm finding now, because normally you can't catch up with me on my birthday because I'm either at some resort somewhere or I'm in another state somewhere or I'm moving from state to state. I like to celebrate, and I like to celebrate the whole month of August. But due to this event and this new change here, that couldn't happen. But it made me realize that you never stay still long enough, girl. You have been getting these wishes all along. You just never stay still for people to catch up with you. But I got a lot of love out there. I give a lot of love, and I found out that I'm getting a lot of love. And it has been a wonderful, wonderful experience for me. And then, like people say, well, Miss Linda, how old are you? And I say, you know what, is it gonna make you any money? Is it going to make anybody know how old I am? I don't tell my age, okay? I like to remain mystique. I want you to wonder about it, okay? Because age is nothing but a number, but I can tell you this, that I came from very, very good genes. So it's going to be kind of hard for you to figure it out. But on that note, I just want to say thank you to all my listeners, and thank you for those wonderful birthday wishes. And I got quite a few presents over here. You know, Leo's like the rattle bags. And just Miyoshi, what's up? She just brought tears to my eyes because I was not expecting that. We're going to have to go back there and listen to it a little bit closely. But before we go, I'm just going to put some more stuff out here. It's my birthday. I can do what I want to do. Thank you.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I want to walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me and I'll never stop loving you. Come away with me in the night.
invite somebody out there. Like I said, it's my birthday, and I cannot think of a better place to be than to be sharing and caring with the ones that I love. You know, we here, we're about unification, education, and the importance of collaboration. It takes all of us to get this done. So keep in mind, and for you young adults out there, listen very closely. Go to the website, lavote.net, and find out some information of how you can get paid and become a poll worker. You know, this election is coming up. And there are many people that are retired teachers, people with underlying health conditions that might not be able to go out and service because of this event that we're going through. So we need your help to go in, step in, and learn the process. See, nothing can be changed until the heart is changed. Nothing will change. The heart changes everything. We can march until our feet fall off, but until you get yourself into the process to understand legislation and policy and meet people and learn how to just observe and listen and speak only if you have something to say, just sit back and observe, you'll find out a lot of stuff. And it's going to take the knowledge of all of us to come together and get this stuff done. We have to unify, pay attention. We're all strong. Okay, this strength, we got some strength. Okay, we have strength and resilience, every last one of us out here in this entire society. So, since it's my birthday, I'm just talking mess today. You know me, Osha, say I like to talk smack, and I do like to talk smack, but I give them opportunities to come on and share and care. But today is my day. So, on that note, I'm going to leave you with walk your power to the polls. We want you to vote, pay attention, and continue to protest, but you want to protest at the polls, all of my change agents out there, because change agents are change makers. We make it happen. I got your back. I might not have all my tennis shoes with you, but I'm going to bring you some chicken sandwiches and some tuna sandwiches and some water to keep your nutrition up so you can keep on doing what you have to do. I love you out there. We want everybody to vote. If you have neighbors in your building that can't get out, go collect. Do a collection plate. Get those ballots and get them to where they have to go. We're dealing with something here. But you know what? The universal forces can give you a behind whooping that's so devastating. And one thing about getting a whooping from the universe, you don't know where those licks are coming from. So keep your faith, keep your strength. Stay strong, stay woke, stay aware, and more so, stay happy. We're going to get the job done. Happy birthday to me, and happy birthday to you, because each and every day that we're waking up, to get our breath, we're here, is our birthday. I love you.
Knows no shame. for your joy and pain, but I'll be loving you always. After today I know I'm living but tomorrow, but make me the path for that I must fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I left behind, cause I'll be loving you
to be fearless and roar like a lion out there.
We all know sometimes like pain and trouble can make you wish you were born in another time and space. Grandchildren will tell.